This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
When it comes to safety, there's nothing more important than your vehicle's brakes. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts and accessories you need at guaranteed low prices. Okay, joining us now on the BetDSI guest line is Joe Theismann, a former Super Bowl champion. Joe, welcome into the show.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Carla. Good to catch up with you guys.
Well, thanks. Really appreciate you joining us. You know, we were just talking some Notre Dame football. You're a Notre Dame alumnus. Let's start with a little college football. I really want to get to the pros, but how are you feeling about Notre Dame? Do you think they can go the distance here?
I'm excited. Yeah, I think, Pittsburgh was a great test. Coming off of, the traveling to Virginia Tech was a great test. Starting with Michigan, I think the win in Michigan sort of launched this football team a little bit. Ian Book has come on, and he hasn't played as well as he did early on, but certainly the week off, I think, will just allow him opportunity to get better and better. So I'm excited about where Notre Dame is going. But I think, Navy has always been somewhat of a thorn in our side. And then I think one of the great tests coming up in a week or so is going to be the Florida State game and, of course, Syracuse. Based upon what we have seen in college football through the course of this particular year, there isn't anybody that's unbeatable other than Alabama. And Clemson got close to getting beat. Ohio State got trounced. But to me, Alabama is there, and then everybody else is sort of looking for the opportunity to play them.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think we just keep seeing that year after year, Joe, with Alabama. Looking at one of your other former teams, the Mighty Redskins. So we saw the Chiefs dump Alex Smith to go with Patrick Mahomes. So your impression so far of Alex Smith with the Redskins, and is he the future for the Skins?
Well, I don't think he's the future. At 34 years old, Carla, there's obviously a time frame that they're working in. And, you look at Alex at 34, Eli at, 37, Tom Brady at 55, whatever number he's at right now. I mean,
when you get above 40, it's all mush in there.
That's right. It's all relative. But if we want to check a birth certificate, Tom's would be a great one to check at any point in time. But, and then Philip Rivers in San Diego. You look around the league, and it isn't just Washington that has some of the older quarterbacks. That's five teams that are going to be looking in the future. But, Alex has not played to the standard, I think, that he feels like he can play to. New Orleans was not a good game for him. And truthfully, against the Cowboys, he missed some opportunities. And the thing is when he misses them, you sort of just shake your head because you don't expect it. He's played at such a high level. And it's when something happens like it did in the Dallas game, it's like, wow, that doesn't look like Alex. But I know, he's going to keep on learning, and it's a new system to him. And so he'll get better and better and better as we go. I thought our defense played great football. That's really what we've been able to hang our hat on against Carolina. We had a chance to, they hung on against Dallas. They made a mistake that allowed them to miss a field goal. And so, our defense continues to keep us in a game. And I think once the offense gets in stride, we're going to be we can beat anybody in the NFC.
So, Joe, you bring up a good point in talking about Alex Smith that, he's getting used to a new system. So it seems like to me when I look across the NFL and I look at Brady and Belichick, Mahomes and Reed, and, Jared Goff and Sean McVay now, is it from your experience too, when you've got the right coach and the right system, that's how you get a great quarterback? Or does the great quarterback make the other two work?
No, the system has to complement the quarterback. The players around the position have to complement the quarterback. Carla, for years I've said this. The quarterback position is the single most dependent position on the field. Mm-hmm. Look at what Tariq Hill has done down in Kansas City.
So true.
Look at Todd Gurley with the Rams. Those are two individuals that are invaluable. When Jared Goff came into the league, he did not have Todd Gurley. He was hurt that year. Everybody said, Jared's a bust. All of a sudden, Todd Gurley shows up, and he wins awards, and he's just a game changer. And then Tariq's the same way when it comes to throwing the ball. I mean, he dropped one the other night. Every game, Andy's going to run that crossing post pattern, and he's going to run away from everybody. And Pat's got the arm. What benefited, I thought, Pat Mahomes a lot was playing behind Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at all the young guys that are out there trying to get it done, and gosh, your heart has to go out to Cleveland. How many more overtime games are they going to lose? I mean, God, you know,
one, two, and one.
I mean,
yeah. Wow.
Give me a break. I mean, they're a shake away from 5-1 or whatever the number would be. Instead, their record isn't that good. But the young guys have to go through the learning process, and the only way you do it is go out, play, and make mistakes and learn from them.
We're talking to Joe Theismann, a former NFL Super Bowl champion. Let's ask you about these young quarterbacks. Who has stood out to you the most, or who at this moment do you say, he's the one I can see really having a great NFL career?
Well, you know, again, it depends on the people around them. If there's consistency in the coaching staff, I think Sam Darnold has a chance. Love everything about his fundamentals, his athleticism, the way he throws the ball. And I think Baker Mayfield has a chance to grow into the position. Those two in particular have been very impressive. You know, Josh Rosen is out there in Arizona with not a lot around him, and you see the results. You know, people ask me many times, they'll say, what do you think the most valuable asset that a quarterback can possess? What is that asset? I said, a great defense. You know, a great defense will bail you out more times than not. This is a statistic that people don't realize. Actually, there's two. In Super Bowl 17, when we beat the Miami Dolphins, the Dolphins were 0 for 17 in the second half. They did not complete a pass in the second half of that Super Bowl. And in 1983, when we were 16-2, we lost two games that year going into the Super Bowl by 1 point each, one to Dallas and one to Green Bay. We were plus 43 in the giveaway-takeaway ratio. Mm. If you want to have some fun, Google giveaway-takeaway ratios and see who the next closest team is. Somewhere maybe in the teens or 20s. I mean, we had a great football team that defensively, I think, allowed us to do a lot of things. But, I think that those two kids, to me, are starting to step up and step out.
Okay, so we talked to some new coaches. Joe, what about new quarterbacks? New coaches with Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. So yesterday, he decided to go for two against the Chargers in London. You know, since 2015 in Tennessee, they have failed on their last seven conversion attempts. You know, going back 3 years, did he make the right decision? And is that something a new coach move?
Well, I think it is. I think it's, you know, Mike sending a message. He doesn't care about the previous six times because it wasn't him. I mean, you know that a little bit of Bill Belichick has rubbed off on Mike Vrabel, probably a lot. There's been a lot of influence by different coaches and, you know, players that have become coaches. I think Mike felt like he had an opportunity. I mean, you know, Marcus is playing pretty well. You know, Mariota's doing some good things. It looks like he's starting to get a little bit more in stride and getting more comfortable with what they're doing. I thought it was a heck of a football game, and you know, I give them credit. They weren't going to, you know, it wasn't going to be let's go to overtime. It's let's win it. And I think it says something to your football team. And when a guy sits in a meeting room and a coach sort of just takes a tie, it's like, I wonder if he really believes in us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go for it, and it's like, you know what? We can't let him down the next time. So I think it was as much, it wasn't a good move for the win-loss column, but I think it was a good move psychologically.
We're talking to Joe Theismann. Joe, I'd love to ask you about Blake Bortles and the Jaguars. He seemed to finish really strongly last year, and this year has been a tough season. He just got benched yesterday. He's going to start this Sunday. Do you think the Jaguars are looking back wishing they'd done something different in the offseason to get a different quarterback?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I mean, it's, you know, Blake hasn't had a very good season going forward. I think, you know, they made a commitment. They made a decision. And, you know, it's a little bit like Case Keenum in Denver. You know, you're going to go through good games and bad games, but getting benched, that's where it really gets tough. And Cody Kessler didn't come in and really change the landscape that much. I guarantee, I didn't see the press conference, but I'll guarantee you this was the press conference when it came to you know, what was being said. You know, Coach Marone probably said, well, we just felt like we wanted to make a change. The quarterback position is really the only change where we feel like we can make an impact on the football team to try and change the momentum. Even though we did it in this game, we still believe in Blake, and he's going to be our starter. That was the press conference. I didn't see it, but that's usually what they say when they put the guy who was benched back in. Now, this is like a second opportunity for him, though. I mean, you've had your first opportunity was the money they gave you to stay there. Second opportunity is, look, You know, you've got to go out and do things. The quarterback position is an interesting position, guys, because it isn't as much going out and winning football games, although you'll be called upon to do that. You can't make mistakes that cause the team to lose. And don't buy into this theory, well, you know, one play doesn't make a difference in a game. Hey, I threw an interception before half in a Super Bowl. The score went from 14-3 to 21-3, okay? One play does make a difference. And, you know, I've been on the unfortunate wrong end of one of them. And then I was fortunately on the other end of one in Super Bowl 17 when I had a chance to knock a ball away from Kim Bokamp and save a touchdown for them. So, you know, I mean, it's, you know, Blake's nervous. He's been served. Okay, notice has been served. Look, I benched you once. I won't think twice about it again. And they have to go shop.
Fair enough. That's Joe Theismann. Joe, thank you so much for joining. It's really great to have you here on the Boston The Gloss of SB Nation Radio.
Enjoyed it. Thank you. And the Texans got one. Way to go.
Yes, we did.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.